Elvis Duran, radio legend. Is that a fair assessment?
No. Don't stop calling me a legend. What is it with you people?
That was actually what he told me to call you before.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm the legend.
I mean, you've been in radio now, Z100, of course, a world-famous station, now network syndicated all over the world. Everybody looks to you for the secret of radio. You've been to these conferences many times, so... what's the secret, Elvis?
Well, I'll tell you the secret. Rip off people who are great at what they do. I didn't invent this. I'm not the guy who first started being honest with listeners on the air. That's been going on long before me. It just so happens I'm on a great platform where people do listen. But we've had great success, loving every second of it. And it's great. It's fantastic. Life is good.
I mean, when did you sort of realize how big this show was? Z100 is a huge station to be on number one, and then it goes a little bit further, a little bit further, a little bit further.
You know what? It's moments like this, the fact that you are taking time out of your day to ask me about my career, that makes me feel like, well, God, something must be going right. I just like you, I go to work every day and just do my best and hope they listen, you know? It is a big show. It's a big responsibility. But if I stop and think about that, I don't get a big ego. I get a little frightened, actually. It's good. It's good to stay in our comfort zone. Just go in with the listeners, have fun with them on your show, and then leave. And I don't think about this bigness of radio. I never do. I can't.
Was there not a moment where you thought, "Whoa, I am now on a huge show, a huge station"? Was there not a guest you got maybe, or something you did, and you thought, "Maybe I've kind of arrived"?
I don't think so. Like I said, moments like this make me feel like something's different going on. But you know, I think what keeps me sane, and maybe my success could be the fact that I don't think about how big it is. I don't think about how my show is any different from any other show. I just want to fit in, and I'm just a claw and scrape every day to just try to make listeners happy. I don't think about the show. I really just think about the listeners and the music, and that's really all I think about.
When you come to these conferences, and there's one thing people look for, is like one tip or one thing that you'll say that'll give them inspiration or improve their show, or is, as I said, the secret. What's your one tip?
I got two. Be yourself. Your audience, the people listening to you, are smart. They obviously are smart. They're listening to you. But they know if you're full of it. They know if you're lying to them. They know if you're not being honest with them. And the second thing is to never give up. Because there are so many times where, you know, we were low in the ratings and we were about to be fired. But I always knew that this is my calling in life and I can't do anything else. So never let anyone tell you no, and always be as honest as you can with the listeners. I think that's the only thing I know.
I'm going to say Elvis Duran, legend. Thank you very much.
Stop it. It's a pleasure meeting you.